brilliant. I am not familiar with that boat. When I get where I'm going to, I'll take a look online. So, you know, it has a 33 Dancer with the B drives, and the 30 Dancer that I have now has got out drives. And, yeah, I mean, I think that's brilliant. The difference between the V drives and the out drives for managing it in the marina, and I can handle my boat just fine. It's dramatic. As I'm sure you know, with the out drives, you've got all that thrust happening in the very back of the boat. So your pivot point is in the very back. And out drives are almost like jet drives. You know, if you don't have any thrust on them, you're just really not getting anything. The V drives were great because they were farther forward, there were, you know, big rudders, and you could really maneuver the boat pretty easily, even, you know, at very low idle. But I love that idea of a single bigger engine. You don't have two engines to maintain, and then the bow thruster. That's brilliant. And I bet they have joystick controls on them with all that there. That's a really good idea. And then it's got to be a lot more efficient, too.
Yeah, that's the other thing I like about it is the, you know, the efficiency, or at least it claimed. I forget. It's got, what's the equivalent today, the 7.4, the 8.1? You can get with the 8.1 or the 6.2 motor. And like I said, and the other thing, it makes it a heck of a lot easier for somebody to work on. I'm at the age where I'm not going to work on it anymore, but it makes it a lot cleaner, a lot nicer. So that's the boat that I really, really, really want is that Monterey. And we have a Monterey dealer in town, and he knows I'm looking for one. But, you know, like I said, no hurry, but if one presents itself, I might present a check for it. I think that's probably something I'm going to end up doing. So, but other than that, yeah, I really enjoy boating. You said you keep yours up in northern Lake Michigan area, Charlevoix?
Yeah, it took me a while to get everything set up the way I have it set up right now. But, yeah, I rent a slip every year at a marina, Northwest Marine, right in Lake Charlevoix, right over by Lake Michigan, and it's really quick, easy access to Lake Michigan. And I'll get the boat in the water as early as I can every year. I keep it sorted indoors, and it's probably all ready to go now. I don't work on mine anymore either. I used to do everything. I don't do it anymore. But, yeah, it's right there. It's in Charlevoix, and I'm a little spoiled. I'm a pilot, so I got a little plane. I keep it in Troy, so just jump in the plane. I'm up there in about an hour and 15 minutes and about a two-minute drive or a five-minute bike ride down to the marina, and I'm all set. So I had been at Jefferson Beach for several years, but I got to tell you, I really enjoy Lake Charlevoix.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty over there. I mean, you just got to be careful with Lake Michigan, and I'm sure you know that. With your resume, I'm sure you know all of that. Yeah, I've been out in Lake Michigan, too. I grew up in the west side of the state. I grew up in Pawpaw, so a friend of mine always had a boat out in Lake Michigan, so you knew. And, like, I remember one time we took a boat ride, and I think he kept his boat St. Joe. I know he did. And we took his boat over there in front of the nuclear power plant, and the water was like 85 degrees. You know, in one breath, it was kind of cool. And in the other breath, I'm thinking to myself, I'm surprised my head hasn't fallen off from doing something like that. But that was quite an experience. I remember doing that. So, but yeah, Lake Michigan is, you either love it or hate it. You just got to watch days. But, you know, if you're buried into Lake Charlevoix, too, so you've got a little island in there, too. So that makes it really, really cool.